Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
15 Minutes of Heat is sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com.
15 Minutes of Heat for your ass right here on 560 WQAM. Miami Heat. Now 39-33 on the season, nestled into the seventh spot right now, game and a half back of the Indiana Pacers. If you guys are scoreboard watching tonight, because the Heat can't take care of their own business, here's what you want to look out for tonight. You got the Pacers at the Bulls at 8 o'clock. You got Sixers. They are hosting the Clippers, so you know what that means, Leroy. The return to Philadelphia for James Harden will never win an NBA championship.
Fat bum.
So you got that to watch out for tonight. Those are the two most key games for Miami to keep an eye on tonight. Because, again, they can't take care of their own business. Cavaliers are at the Hornets. That's a win. Magic. And then the Warriors are in Orlando tonight. Orlando's a 4.5-point favorite against Golden State as they are on a Sunshine State back-to-back. So that's what you got to keep an eye out for now. We're going to talk to Danny Green here in about 10 minutes, the former three-time NBA champion. Played the Heat in the 2013, 14, and 2020 finals. All of them scaring me. And so yeah,
it's crazy. He'd make that jumper and you'd be.
I'm going to try and recruit him. Say, hey, in 10 day? 10 day? Well, 10 day till Dunks is fixed up.
Hey, it sounds great, but when he said he was done, he was probably done a week before that.
Maybe.
That's how it works, man.
But I want to get to this. So, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Ooh, Jennifer.
Thank you for the totally useless information.
Whoa, wow. Lashing out.
I'm so confused. What's going on?
Jennifer,
what did I do?
She knows that I love Teddy Swims.
Ah.
It's technically not useless if you want to travel.
So she she sent me information, Teddy Swims, right? And it said DD and something or whatever. And I was like, cool. Then I read the information. It's in Orlando. I said, hey, is this in Orlando? Oh, yeah.
You might have better luck watching him there, even though I think he is going to be in Tortuga. So go next week.
No, I don't want to go to a festival.
Yeah.
I want to go see him caroon in a, you know.
Schmeathen says the old Tobin would never have a Heat nemesis on the air. He's sold out. Look, he's a nemesis by actions, not by words. Okay. If they told me, you know, hey, Bill Simmons is the new Odyssey insider, I'd tell him to kick the sharpest of rocks.
He is a nemesis because he's good.
He's a nemesis because he haunted anything. Me. Yeah, I mean, listen, I've matured. Patty Mills is on the Heat now, you know, like I've had to lay down my sword. You know, Kyle Lowry was on the Heat, Kevin Love is on the Heat. You know, times change.
Oh my
who are you gonna have next, Gary Neal? Bryn Forbes.
Oh, God.
That'd be a solo.
So I want to get to this. the OGs podcast, Udonis Haslam and Mike Miller do a podcast. It's very, very good, especially their interviews with former teammates, because Udonis Haslam, he's got all the dirt. And so he's bringing up like the times Bees has gotten arrested and, you know, all the shenanigans, the time they used to fight in the locker rooms. All of these things are fantastic. But it's Michael Beasley. He's a basketball savant. Okay. Skilled.
I'm amazed that he's talking, because I don't remember him talking when he was playing for
the was great. It was I highly recommend the entire thing. All great stories. Great stuff on Spo and his, you know, very tenacious relationship with Eric Spoelstra and how he harbors a lot of, like, you know, animosity, but then, you know, has respect for him.
One of the best NBA players that just came out before his time.
Yeah, he averaged 12 points in his career. What the hell are we doing?
You know, Margos, I'm telling you, dude.
Oh, my God.
He was, and he'll tell you, go look at his per 36. Go check out his per 36.
What does that even mean, dude? What does that even mean?
Well, it's one of these metrics they use to balance out all players based on playing time. So they use your numbers per 36 minutes. Doesn't matter. Let me just get to the damn clip, all right, Frog Boy? You already ruined last night. What, you're going to ruin the segment too with not playing this awesome clip on Bam? Right. So anyway, Michael Beasley claims he has never lost one-on-one.
Hmm.
Never. They asked him about LeBron. He said never. Lost to Giannis? He says, I gave him that work, okay? This man.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
He claims he's never lost one-on-one, except one time.
Hmm.
One person has beaten him one-on-one, and that person is number 13 for your Miami Heat. Hmm. And not only that, he's got some thoughts on this. Here's Michael Beasley on the OGs podcast.
There's a rumor going on that you've never been beat one-on-one in your entire life.
No. You lying just because his name right there. You dirty mother. that's the only beat me. Bam.
Bam.
Wow. That's crazy. I didn't
Bam's
know
the only person.
Yeah, I don't know how good Bam is.
Oh, I know how good
no,
he is.
No, you don't.
I do know.
Bro, that Bam y'all get. That Miami Heat, and that's all respect to him, because the Bam y'all getting instead of $100 million, $200 million, like, Bam, a point guard, stuck in that big-ass body.
Yeah, I know.
Bam, my only thing, and to you Heat fans, and to Spo, it's blasphemous. Damn, yeah. I can't talk right now. That Bam ain't taking 30 shots a game.
There you go.
I'm telling you, he put so much pressure on the rim. He's so damn good, and he's so willing to pass that we can see and not even a selfish 30 shot, because he can't even play like that. But, dog, you watch him play, his elbow work is so nice, dog. Like, just through the offense, it's like 8 more shots out there for him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just me watching on some Michael Beasley shit. Like, you ain't got to run a play for me. I'm going to find them. You feel me? But just within the offense, Bam capable, like, bro, skill wise, and he got the light, bro. If Bam take 8 more shots a game, bro, he'd be all over 30 a game. Easy 30 on 50 shooting.
There you go. Michael Beasley on the OG's podcast. What do you think of that, Leroy?
I'm going to say this. You got to give credit to the only guy that beat you.
Yep.
You know, but he's right. I've said the same thing. from the get-go, I've said he's closer to Siakam than people think. Just with his overall skill. That's not what they ask him to do, but you're starting to see his skill set is closer to Siakam than it is to Joel Embiid, yet he's playing the role of Joel Embiid on this team.
Did you just compare Michael Beasley to Jimmer Fredette Frogboy?
And you know what? That
you're was lashing out. You are kind, lashing dude. Out.
Wait, but
overrated.
Can I just say this?
Jimmer Fredette, what was he?
Can
what was
I just
he?
Say this?
70 when he graduated college?
Can I say this, dude. Frog Boy?
Yeah.
Do us all a favor and do yourself a favor. Stay away from numbers.
Yeah, numbers are kicking your ass today.
Kicking your ass.
Kicking your ass worse than Blasphemous kicked Michael Beasley's ass.
I'm not surprised. The same people.
Wait, play that again. Because, like, it's amazing to me because I didn't even know what he sounded like because I heard him talk.
No. You lying. Just because his name right there, you dirty motherfucker. That's the only that beat me. Bam.
Bam.
Wow. That's crazy. I didn't
Bam's
know
Bam's the only person.
Yeah, I don't know how good Bam is.
Oh, I know how good he is.
No, you don't.
I do know.
Bro, that Bam y'all getting? That Miami Heat, and that's all respect to him because the Bam y'all getting is still $100 million, $200 million. Like, Bam, a point guard, stuck in that big-ass body.
Yeah, I know.
Bam, my only thing, and to you Heat fans, and to Spo, it's blasphemous. Damn, I can't.
Whoa, dude. Wow. Wow. Is this your king?
He is my king.
Get out of here, bro.
Blasphemous D'd him up more than he D'd up Bam.
I'm telling you. I don't want to hear about how good he was in college, clearly, because he wasn't in class.
Dude,
Michael Beasley didn't need to go. Dude, you are. Listen.
Michael Beasley, 12 points, dude. 12 points in his career.
What does that have to do with anything?
Why do you praise him? Like, he's good.
There would be nights he played 3 minutes.
Dude, that was a great. He had a quote on there where he was like, when I came back to play with the Heat with LeBron, he said, I had to get up my 10 shots before LeBron finished his Gatorade.
Because LeBron was coming back in.
Of course, he's like, obviously, listen, Spo's only going to keep me out there for so long. Going to get these shots up. Hey, we'll take a quick break. We'll continue the NBA talk and talk with Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green. Joins us next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.